I mean, more green pool. Let's be honest. More of the pool than it is the river.
You.
What do you mean?
I would bug me too if I were competing in the Olympics and the pool looked kind of green. Some of the athletes said at night, as it kind of got to be dusk, it looked even more of like a dark, deep green.
Oh, God.
So it was a little more disconcerting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
They got, go ahead, like, jump in, though. It's fine.
They got the kayak competition on right now. And I'm thinking, just keep your mouth shut. All you got to do, keep your eyes and your mouth shut. And your ears. And any other hole. How many holes do people have? 7, 8? What is it? That's like a number.
I don't want to think about that.
There's like, it's one extra number for the girls. And it's like, I don't even know what you do.
Well, I mean, you've worked your whole life for this moment. You got to get in the pool. You've got to get in the water. That's the only option, but it doesn't make it less of a worry.
They're showing slow motion. Well, look up here. Slow motion of the one of the kayak guys getting a mouthful of water. God. Oh, no. Oh. All right. Patrick Sandusky is the Chief External Affairs Officer for the U.S. Olympic Committee. Pat, is there any understanding of why the diving pool and now the pool that they use for water polo, what is going on there?
Yeah. Hey guys, thanks for having me on again. They believe that this just was a chemical that they put in the pool that they didn't have the mix right. They tested the pH and it was fine. It's just the discoloration. So we've had athletes in the pool. We've talked to them, and they said it's fine. There's no problem. Water polo team just finished up today with a win. We just got a
against France, right?
Yeah, and we got a silver medal in diving. I know I'm probably spoiling the broadcast for people, but
Patrick.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. But no, we've had athletes in the pool today, and hopefully in another day or so they'll get it back right. But it's more of a color issue than a.
It's not a health issue. There's no problem in terms of any toxic issue.
Yeah, 24 hours. Let's see what happens.
No, they test it every morning. It's fine.
But are you hearing from people who are out there doing the ocean stuff? Are they worried?
We haven't had anybody yet there. I know that you guys were talking about the kayak venue. People have been loving that venue. I think that, you know, there's been some generalization about everything as a water issue here, and that's just patently not the case. But it makes for good.
Doesn't stop me. I'll tell you that right now, pal.
It's really worrisome to row. Who's thousands of miles away. But
yeah,
Patrick,
the rowers are loving the course. And on Saturday, the women's eight team is going for the most dominant record in sports, which is 11 straight championships. So
of kayakers?
No, women's rowers eight.
Oh, rowers.
So the eight rowing on Saturday will be a big day for us.
And that's open water, though, right? This kayak thing is on a closed course. That's like a man-made course, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the rowers are in the lake in the middle of the called Lagoa.
Oh, boy.
And it's there. It's been a great course. Great. People have liked it quite a bit. So. But yeah, no, Rio's going great. We've other events in the waters, particularly the swimming, we're doing really well. I don't know if you got to watch last night.
Amazing.
It was great.
To see Phelps get his 20th and 21st gold medal. I mean, it's just moving. I will say, I mean, the good part, these Olympics are amazing. I just love watching. I was watching it with a bunch of kids last night, and it almost brought a tear to my eye because kids watch it and they say, "Can I do that one day?" I mean, I heard them all just getting so excited to watch the achievements of these athletes, and
it's
really is moving.
True. It's so true. And I called home a couple of days ago and was checking in with the family. And my 7-year-old son got on and said, "I had no idea sword fighting was in the Olympics. I want to do that."
How cool
after
is
watching
that?
After watching the fencing. So obviously, I'm not doing my job as a parent who works in the Olympics as well as I should.
Apparently not. Yeah.
No. Nope.
Yeah, my little girl saw the gymnastics and was just like, "Can I do that? Can I do that one
girls
day?"
Are so amazing. They're so dominant. It's the most dominant team in the history of gymnastics. Men or women, it's just extraordinary what they were able to do yesterday.
Zero moms love the Olympics.
I know they do. They
What's
do.
Wrong Mom!
Nothing at all.
What's the fencing on?
It's inspiring in this world when you see hard work pay off in this big way. And those young gymnasts, to see them, they look so confident, so focused, and their performance was just amazing. That was moving to me.
Otherworldly, and one of the nice things I learned here was that Simone Biles' coach, who lives in Texas with her, is actually an NIU grad. She was a gymnast at Northern Illinois. So you got a Husky in there right in the mix.
Are you a Husky as well, Patrick?
I was, yeah. All that's right, why I dropped that in there.
Fear the dog. All right, now here's my, I guess here's my my big question, is that this Michael Phelps, this is, to me, the most amazing part is that he had a very, London was bad for him in 2012. And he had a bad taste in his mouth about losing. He still was dominant, but he didn't win.
When four gold medals is your bad, that's pretty good bad, right?
Right, exactly. And so, but he wanted to come back and do this. And it's, and you know, his body, I mean, he's going like for the Gwyneth Paltrow thing, right? I mean, that's at this point of his career, this is it. This is like the last shot, and he's dominant again. I mean, it just is amazing to me how a human, one, you know, human being can be so much better than all the, these are the best people in the world at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like watching Ali in his prime against Frazier. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's something that hasn't been seen in other sports, or it's seen once in a lifetime, right? Jordan and the Bulls titles, Ali, this is that kind of performance. And the guy's amazing, and it wouldn't, you know, I'm not speaking on behalf of Michael, but if he said, you know what, I'm going to come back for 2020, who would doubt him?
No,
I don't
wouldn't.
Think anybody could doubt him.
You couldn't.
Yeah.
He's a man amongst boys in some ways. It's just amazing what he
yeah,
achieves.
Yeah, and he said yesterday after that race, it was amazing. He said, I didn't tell this to anybody, but there was no way I was losing that race at all.
Oh, the wow. 200
yep. butterfly?
Yep.
200 fly, and is that like to
he
say?
He lost it to Laclos in the last games, and he, you know, he clearly was a man on a mission, and it was amazing to see.
And after just 5 hours of sleep, he was back in the pool this morning in preliminaries.
Yes.
He couldn't even get out of the pool.
Winning the prelims.
Is he yes. part fish? Have we checked this?
Well, he couldn't get out. Did you see him trying to? He couldn't. Mm-hmm. And after the relay, he couldn't get out. They're like, you want to get out now? Okay, well.
And he's swimming tonight again in the semifinals.
Yeah, his I'd be curious to see what his caloric intake is right now during these games.
Well,
it's got to be very high.
Yeah, right. Remember last in 2012, they talked about what his training table looks like,
mm-hmm.
and he eats like a whole cow before he goes into the pool, and like and an entire International House of Pancakes breakfast run of pancakes.
Yep. He'll have the menu. That's
yeah.
what he does. He goes in and he says, "I'll have the menu."
God, that's unbelievable.
One of everything.
Yeah. See, I do that. It doesn't work out well for
no,
me,
No, it's
Patrick.
Not the same effect I've learned for myself either.
Yeah.
Even the French toast alone can just do you in.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
But they're saying he broke his most decorated American Olympian ever. When you look at his individual medals, you have to go back to ancient Greece to find a more decorated Olympian.
Yeah, he tied the most medals, a nearly 22-year-old record. And one of the people who works here for Team USA is an Olympic historian who dug that up. And, 2,200 years almost was the record. So
amazing.
One more gold medal and he'll have it probably for the next 2,200 years.
Seriously.
Wait, so he's one medal away from beating the guy from ancient Greece?
Yeah, the Leonidas of Rhodes,
correct.
Rhodes, who won as many Olympic individual golds as he or medals as he has.
Well, you know, because that was rigged. I heard Donald Trump said that.
Back then.
Yeah.
They,
don't say that about
the
Greeks.
He's close. He's not quite there yet. You know, but 2,200 years, I think it's time. I mean, you thought the Cubs curse was long.
This was
a long time coming.
Is he tying that record now?
He's tied it.
So he gets one more. Is it a gold medal or any medal?
Gold.
Gold or is it individual?
Yeah.
Individual golds.
Gold. Yeah, individual gold. So it's not a relay. He's got to get it in an individual race. So he's got a couple more shots here.
2,200-year-old record.
Can't even imagine.
How do we know that? Come on. How do we know that?
A historian. You said it. And Patrick Sandusky confirms it. It's...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Dr. Mallon is the prominent Olympic historian. I don't question his facts.
Oh, he dropped the doctor on me. I see what he just did there. Just doctor.
Snap.
Yeah, what are you, talk show host? I don't know. Look, I don't have an answer.
I'm just a kid who went to NIU, so I don't argue with him.
Yeah, fear the dog. All right, so now let me get right back to this this issue, though, of moving forward. So you feel like, are you enjoying yourself in Rio? Is the security situation good? They say the lines at the venues are a little longer than they anticipated. Is that even true?
I think first day it was, for sure, in the Olympic Park. I think they've been able to sort that out over the course of the, you know, day two, day three. So things have gotten pretty manageable. Rio's a great city. The security's been great. And we've had... you know, when you're having success, too, if things are even that much better. But, the entire team's having a really good time in Rio and enjoying themselves. And the people here, friendly and great. And, things are going really well.
It's be interesting to see, because this is, it's funny, you watch all this, and then you realize next week you get the, you know, more of the men competition. You're going to get the track and field, less gymnastics, right? And then track and field. It's rhythmic dance. It's gymnastics are the big winner here in America this week. Then you get the guys running and throwing of the balls and, you know, shot put and things like that. Mm-hmm. Basketball kicking up. The volleyball, I'll tell you what is most amazing is, you know, you see beach volleyball when you drive up Lakeshore Drive.
Sure.
But when you see it like these guys are doing it, or you see the real volleyball, the court volleyball, you're like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the athleticism is pretty impressive. And the ability that you don't, for whatever reason, because you've played, like you said, on the beach and Lake Michigan, you don't realize the jumping ability that these athletes have.
Right.
It's extraordinary. And, you know, here the beach volleyball is on Copacabana, so I think that's made it a little, even a little more spectacular than normal, just the setting of that.
Is it like a party? Because I remember in Greece when I covered the Olympics, the volleyball, beach volleyball, everyone wanted to go to it. They play, like, the fun music in between, and
they've got bands playing right throughout. You know, people are drinking their caipirinhas and a few beers and having a lot of fun. That is absolutely the same. It's a festive spot. It's a festive sport, and that's one of the hot places to be in Rio for sure.
Mm. All right, well, Patrick, you stay on this for us. I just want to ask you a question. I know you dropped the doctor thing on me, but this is like from Jaws. I'm going to ask you, would you get in the water? Would you get in that yellow pool right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
No hesitation.
Like, yeah, see, he said no hesitation because he knows he doesn't have to. I would like to go there and make him get in the yellow pool.
It sounds like it's fine. We scared everybody.
Our water polo guys were in it today. If they let me get in a bathing suit with them, though, I think it would look really bad, but I'd happily do it.
Yeah.
Well, they're so ripped.
The whole thing is, one thing about water polo is you don't realize it looks like they're standing on the bottom because they're so good at treading water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then they can jump out of the water like they've jumped up off the bottom of the pool. They haven't. They did that with, like, their flippers or something. Well, how do they do that?
Yeah, those guys are buff. Those are probably the most in-shape athletes here on the male side. It needs an incredible amount of strength and stamina at the same time.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, they were drinking a lot of the water, so we'll find out in 48 hours what happened there. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks,
appreciate
Patrick.
It, sir.
Right, thanks.
Bye.
For the check-in.
All right.
Bye.
Patrick Sandusky doing his job.
Seems very happy in Rio and not at all concerned about the green water.
He wouldn't get in the water.
I think the better question would have been, would you drink some?
Yeah, get in the water and splash it in your face.
Just
was that okay?
Splash it around.
Is that like the water? Because that's one of the things that the water polo, like in water polo, that's one of the things they do. They slap the water so it gets all over you.
Right, you got to think you'd get a mouthful at some point.
Oh, on every play, you're getting a mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but he says no problem.
Oh,
just a
Ma,
pH
they
sting.
Just splashed me.
Millennial water polo,
exactly.
Very different.
Exactly, exactly. Did you see what he just did? He's holding my head under the water.
That's not fair.
He took my ball.
Not playing nice.
All right,
and everybody gets a medal. Everybody goes home happy. Millennial water polo.
All right. Violetta, WGN Traffic Triple Spot.